You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Today, Lieutenant Governor John Houston announced that event venues like catering and banquet centers can open back up starting June 1st. A group of business owners from the wedding and events industry, though, still feels left out. Members wrote a letter asking Governor DeWine to create a task force to address the reopening of their industry, similar to those made for bars, restaurants, beauty salons, and barbershops. Berlin Martin is a wedding and event planner in Columbus, and she wrote the letter. She joins us now. So you submitted this letter before the announcement today. There's some guidance they announced today that events are capped to 300 people. There needs to be 6 feet between tables. Does this take care of your concerns?
It's definitely a step forward, but it's not the step that we were necessarily hoping for. While we appreciate the acknowledgement, I mean, we're still a massive economic engine that's being left without the ability to communicate our needs and challenges to the administration. And the whole goal of this movement was really to establish a partnership where we can explain the unique challenges and obstacles that our industry is facing.
Yeah, you say massive economic engine. Give us a snapshot of how the pandemic has affected your industry from a revenue or a job loss perspective.
As far as the data goes, I mean, we've got over 64,000 weddings that occur in Ohio every year. And nationally, our industry is worth over $60 billion. And, you know, that goes up when you start adding in additional events like meetings, other types, other forms of receptions. And an average wedding can employ anywhere from 15 to 25 different companies and create over 50 jobs.
You say you want a seat at the table as this reopening of Ohio goes forward. What sort of recommendations or best practices would your group give on that sort of panel?
Well, that's something that we need to collaborate with health professionals about, obviously, because the restrictions that were introduced today are a great step forward, sure, but they aren't anywhere near what people are used to and what they've come to expect from events. To say that someone is going to go to a wedding with their closest family and friends and not be permitted to leave their table with a drink, I mean, are you going to be the one to tell the married couple that they can't go over and say hello to their relative who's traveled across the country to be here for them? The real question is, while these restrictions are great, they don't remotely resemble the events that we've come to expect. And we as an industry are prepared to adapt, but we're at the mercy of consumers and cultural norms, and the expectations of what a wedding inherently is can't be realigned overnight. Without the ability to offer feedback about how these restrictions are going to impact us specifically and how we can realistically implement safety measures in our jobs, they are putting us in an impossible situation.
Well, and on the other hand, there are some people who would say it's too soon to even consider this. You know, many health experts say that mass gatherings will be the very last thing to come back. While there's a way to socially distance dining or haircuts, parties by their very nature don't really allow for that. So how do you respond to people who say there's simply no safe way to do this anytime soon?
And I would say that our initiative realizes the inherent danger in this and the gravity of needing to move forward cautiously. And that's why our specific petition was not a call to reopen events indiscriminately, but instead to find a solution that is realistic, sustainable, and safe. Because we know that a lot of these businesses who may have survived this first closure could potentially not survive a second downturn. We would rather open correctly than open quickly.
Berlin Martin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Claire.